This article is entitled, A Ministry of Perseverance, New Missionaries in South America Face Unique Possibilities. It's written by Anne Bassier. A Church of the Poor, Serving the Poor. That's how Hermann Loaiza, president of the Bolivian Evangelical Lutheran Church, describes his church. During the pandemic, the largest indigenous Lutheran church in Latin America was there for its 8,500 members, who are largely Aymara and Quechua. With its sights on the future, the IELB also persisted in calling new missionaries from ELCA, a process the COVID-19 pandemic made even longer and more challenging. Aaron Decker arrived in Bolivia in February, and just a few weeks later, Caitlin Larson arrived in Bogota, Colombia, to serve Evangelical Lutheran Church of Colombia. Despite the challenges and difficulties, losses and pains of the pandemic, these companion churches and missionaries are resilient, said Gustavo Driao, the Argentinian-based ELCA regional representative for South America. Together, they are beginning new ministries full of challenges and uncertainty, but trusting in God. Decker sees in the IELB a deeply faithful church whose aging, mostly volunteer pastoral leadership, is deeply worried that their beloved church will not continue. His 3-year call is to support the church in developing theological education for lay and ordained leaders alike. While people here love their church, they don't really understand what Lutheran means, Decker said. At a district-level event, IELB pastor leaders asked how to respond to questions about infant versus adult baptism, fueled by predatory churches in the next town over. When Decker offered a last-minute 1-hour session on the topic, I never had so many people at a Bible study in my life. Questions have generated a faith seeking understanding with a hunger I've not seen before. Previous ELCA mission personnel who supported theological education focused on face-to-face classes. Decker's assignment is to develop a curriculum for some form of seminary without walls that will offer a way to educate and credential new leaders. David Mamani, EILB education director, said, "Unfortunately, we do not have theologians with postgraduate studies." Pastor Aaron's contribution is extremely important. In the IELB, there's a tendency for the practice of rebaptism. To face these tendencies, we need written material, and he is preparing it. Distance learning would reach more IELB members, Decker said, but in a mountains country with low levels of literacy, unreliable electricity, spotty internet, poor highways, and no postal service, the task ahead seems next to impossible. But that makes it much more fun to try to figure it out. Creativity, adaptability, and perseverance will be necessary to build the future God hopes for. And with God's help, it will be exciting getting there. In Bogota, Larson finds herself in a church and country in transition, emerging from the pandemic and grappling with a new presidential administration. She said people are asking big questions. Larson, who is in the process of ordination with the ELCA through the Nebraska Synod, is engaging those big questions by building relationships with IELCO colleagues, congregations, and members. Due to the long-term effects of the pandemic, she said, it can be challenging building those relationships and learning from everyone, as so much of our lives are now permanently virtual. Larson's work supports the church's Justice and Life Project, which promotes the protection and teaching of human rights and works toward reconciliation and peace in the wake of Colombia's 50-year civil war. Juan Pablo Alvarez Toro, the program coordinator, called Larson's background in community organizing among migrants of great support to develop the activities related to the empowerment of women and youth. Her experiences will enrich the project's community work. This project offers workshops on conflict resolution, knowing and exercising your rights and protection of children's rights. Its rural projects focus on economic development for women and raising their awareness of menstrual rights. For leaders, human rights work means bringing dignity to people. That's theological, Larson said. Creating the kingdom of God now, as we live it, can be as simple as providing someone with a way to have economic independence or the tools to have a menstrual period without feeling disgusting. Like Decker, she also leads conversations around theological topics, often encountering people who want to know more about what being Lutheran means. She draws on her theological education, but that has its limits. I tell them, you have the answers because you live here. You have these faith communities, she said. I'm here to learn as much from you as you're going to learn from me. One thing she will learn from the church in Colombia is how to be a pastor. Larson will complete her internship in a local congregation during the last 2 years of her 4-year call. We know this time in Colombia will be a great learning experience, said Hernandez, the bishop of IELCO.